If you can chant a long chant, if not, just listen.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vidvam Vishnava Shatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhuta Krit Bhuta Krit Bhavar Bhuta Atma Bhuta Bhavanah Bhuta Atma Paramatma Cha Muktanam Paramagati Gip Avyaya Purusha Svachi Chetvajno Shavadevacha Yogo Yoga Vidhaneta Pradhana Purusheshwaraha Narasimhava Pushriman Keshava Purushottamaha Sarvasharvashivasthanur Bhuta Nirvidhiramyayaha Sambhavo Bhavano Bharta Prabhava Prabhudishwaraha Svayambhu Shambhuraditya Pusharaksho Mahaswanaha Anadinidano Dhata Vitata Dhaturuttamaha Aprameyo Rishikesha Padmanabho Maraprabhuhu Vishwakarma Manuswashtaska Vishhasta Virodhruvaha Agrarya Shashvata Krishna Logitaksha Pradhardhanaha Prabhutatrika Guttama Pavittam Mangaram Varam Ishana Prana Dapano Jeshta Shreshta Prajapatihi Hiranyagarbha Bhudarbha Madhavo Madhusudanaha Ishvaro Vikrami Dalvi Medhavi Vikrama Pramaha Anuttamo Duravarsha Kritakya Kritiratmavana Kureshacharanam Charma Vichareta Kritadabhavaha Ahasamvatsaro Vyala Pratyaya Sarvadarshanaha Ajasarveshvarasiddhasiddhvinsarvadirachyutaha Vrishapaviramejatma sarvayogavinishvitaha Vasurvasumanatsatyasamatma sammitatsamaha Amogapundarikaksho vrishakarma vrishakritihi Yutro Babushira Bhadrur Vishvayo Nitsuchishvavaha Amrita Shashvata Sthanur Vararogo Mahatapaha Sarvagat Sarva Vidvanur Vishvakshenu Janardhanaha Vedo Veda Vidavyanta Vedango Veda Vikavihim Dokatyakshak-surakyakshodharmatyakshak-kritakritaha Chaturatma chaturvyuhas-chaturdamshas-chaturbhujaha Vyadishnurbhojanambhokta-sahishnurjagadavijaha Anabhovidayodeta-vishvayodimpunarvaduhu Upendro Vamana Pramsuramo Dhashchutirurjitaha Hatindra Sangraha Sargo Dhritatma Niyamo Yamaha Vetya Vaitya Sada Yogi Piraha Madhavo Madhubu Hatindriyo Mahamayo Makottabo Mahabadaha Mahabuddhir Mahavirya Mahashaktir Mahatyutihi Anirdeshya Vapushri Manamityatma Mahadhirvipi.
Let's go to 166. Repeat after me. Viraha.
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 Viraha, what did I say? Viraha, sorry. Viraha.
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 Then Dharma Pranaya.
Dharma Pranaya.
Asura Viran.
Asura Viran.
Hanti Iti.
Hanti Iti.
Viraha.
Viraha.
Okay. The word Vira Vira is usually used as a positive word. It means a hero or a really exalted person or a strong person. But in Viraha, Vira means enemy. Yeah, Vira means enemy. So Ha comes from Hun, the one who is the destroyer of enemies, your enemy. Mm. Now, maybe, and even if you look it up, it's like that. And so you'll also be hearing Vira used in the sense of enemy, but often it's the one who has bravery and strength and courage and is an exalted hero, Vira, okay? But now, I remember one time Swamiji talking about this. A person who's an enemy to you, right, is somebody who's a match for you. He's somebody who's a match, right? So the enemy is not just a person who's just has their problems and has, you know, it's kind of like a mouse on the back of a lion. So I'm going to use this thing. It is a mouse, you know, on the back of a lion. And the mouse is running around and making all kinds of, you know, squiggly things and doing this and that on the back of a lion. And the lion just goes, you know, the lion doesn't care. So that mouse is not an enemy to the lion. It's just a little nuisance, not making much bother. It's okay. You would not call it an enemy. A Vira, who is not on your side, becomes an enemy, as though in this world that we're talking about here. You understand? So Swamiji's actually had, like in a discussion, he talked about that, and I'm just recalling it now, so... You can look at it like that. Vira ha. Ha comes from hun, the root hun, to kill. And when some of these verbs are at the end of a compound, they take a form like hun becomes ha, you know, jun becomes ja, nya becomes nyaha. So here it's vira ha. So here, dharma thranaya, dative case, compound, for the protecting of dharma. Prana means to protect. For protecting of dharma, asura viran, those viras that are asuras, right? Mm. Asuras means like rakshasas. Mm-hmm. Asura viran, accusative singular, hanti, he kills. Hanti is the third person singular, it's not the anti, because han plus ti is hanti. Gnanti. It's gnanti for han. It has an unusual form, right? So hanti is in the third person singular. Han plus ti, hanti. So he kills those asuric heroes, the viras who are asuras, in order to protect the dharma, dative case. Dharma tranaya asura viran hanti. Iti, thus he is called viraha. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Did you say that Vira, as well as meaning enemy, could also just mean a strong person?
A strong, like a hero.
A hero.
An exalted person. But that's why, if you notice in the commentary, it uses the Viran, but Asura Vira. What type of a Vira? Asura. Asura Vira.
Like Ravana.
What?
Like Ravana?
Yeah, like Ravana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a mouse.
Definitely Ravana, excuse me, Ravana was a Vira, Asura Vira to Rama. Swamiji says something nice here. Halfway down, he gives a quote from the Bhagavad Gita saying, this is a famous quote, Atma Eva Atmanaha Bandhu Atma Eva Atmanaha Ripuhu. Means you can be your best friend, you know. The Atma can be your best friend. The Atma can also be your enemy. Atma here, not the Atma self, the mind. Your mind can be your best friend, your best support. Your mind can also be Ripu. It can be your greatest enemy. So one can be one's own friend or one can be one's own enemy. Your opinions and about yourself, your own frustrations, your own guilt, and your jealousies, these are the real enemies, you should have viewed them. So he's looking at it, taking it internally. Okay. So. The whole Ramayana, in fact, in the Mahabharata, can be interpreted internally as an internal war, and then we do interpret it that way. When Swamiji's teaching it, he'll do it both ways.
Well, that lends itself to this new mantra we're learning, right?
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. Let's go to 167. I'm expecting all of you to read these commentaries. The study of commentaries is so beautiful. So
yes,
I'm not going to read it for you, but let's just go over the Sanskrit. Next one, 167. Madhvaha.
Madhvaha.
Mayaha.
Mayaha.
Vidyayaha.
Vidyayaha.
Patihi.
Patihi.
Madhvaha.
Madhvaha.
So here, the word ma, like pramana, the word pramana, comes from ma. Ma means knowledge. It means actually to measure something, to know something. So as a verb, as a noun, it means knowledge. The root ma means to measure, to know, to understand, like ma. Okay. So here, ma in madhava is being used. That ma is being used in the sense of knowledge. Okay. So ma can mean me, mom, ma as the secondary form of me in the accusative singular. Ma can be not used for the imperative, like that, you know, but here ma is being used for coming from the verbal root ma, to measure, to know. Okay. So he says ma, so if we take ma yaha, that's in the genitive singular. Ma yaha is feminine genitive singular. So ma yaha means vidya yaha. Vidya means knowledge. Vidya yaha is the genitive singular of vidya in feminine. So Patihi, the Lord of knowledge, the one who is the Lord, the Master, the Pati of knowledge, is called Ma Devaha, because the word Deva means Pati.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why. Ma is any knowledge, but particularly that of Hari, that is Brahma Vidya. He is the Deva. Deva, if you look it up, it means Pati, like the Lord. The Lord of Ma, and therefore called Ma Deva. Being Sarvajna, naturally he is the Lord of all Vidyas.
What's Deva mean?
Deva means Pati, means Lord. Lord or Master or Husband. So Ma Devaha, the Lord of knowledge. If you take Ishwara Sarvajnaha, Vishnu Sarvajnaha, he has all knowledge. So no knowledge is away from him. So he's the one, in fact, from whom all knowledge comes. So he's the Master, the Lord of all knowledge, Ma Devaha.
It's actually a common name for Krishna.
Madhava, yes, it is, it is.
That's not Madhu?
Like Madhu. Oh, we have Madhu also, that's the next one. Yeah, so there's Madhava, then Madhu. Madhu alone means honey, Madhu. So here it's Madhu, the one who's like honey. The one who's disarmed, she says, the one who's desirable like honey. So let's look at the translation, I mean the commentary. Yata Madhu.
Yata Madhu.
Param Pritim.
Param
Pritim.
Param Pritim.
Utpadyati.
Utpadyati.
Ayam Api.
Ayam Api.
Tata.
Tata.
Iti.
Iti.
Madhuhu.
Madhuhu.
So, just as Yata, just as Madhu, just as honey, Yata Madhu, Param Pritim. Utpadyati. Utpadyati means gives or produces. It gives the param pritim, the great. Param means, you know, exalted, supreme, priti. Priti means love or pleasure or satisfaction. Mm-hmm. So just as madhu brings about such great pleasure, right? Mm-hmm. Yata madhu param is in the. This is accusative. It's an adjective. In the feminine accusative singular, because priti is feminine, okay? So param priti utpadyati, just as madhu produces, you know, such great pleasure, great happiness. Ayamapi, this also, just this also, tata, similarly, this all, he also. Ayam means this, it means he. This Bhagavan, right, this Vishnu, Krishna, he also, similarly, he also, what? Brings about, produces the greatest happiness, gives the greatest pleasure, greatest happiness, because Ananda Swarupa. So tata means similarly. Similarly, he also. Ayam, api, also. Similarly, he also. Iti thus, madhuhu, he's called madhuhu. So just as madhu produces such great pleasure, he also produces, brings about great honor. That
Preeti,
means love.
He's in reference to whom?
To Vishnu. Who is? Why is Vishnu called Madhu?
Sorry. Yeah.
So all of these are names of Vishnu.
Yeah.
What is Vishnu? Vishnu is Brahman with the whole Maya Upadhi. So for all, Vishnu is only Brahman, right? Brahman is the truth of Vishnu, is the self of Vishnu. But when we say Vishnu, we're talking about the whole manifest creation. Vishnu is an Ishwara. Brahmaji is the whole Maya Upadhi coming into manifestation. That power of creation is what we call Brahmaji. Vishnu is what we call Ishwara, and when the creation is being sustained. And Shiva is what we call Ishwara when the creation is being resolved. So the one, the Srishti, Stiti, Laya. Srishti is the creation, Stiti is the abiding, sustaining, and Laya is the dissolution. Right? So for you would evoke Bhagawan, it's Brahmaji, often for new things, new undertakings, new things you want to bring about or create, new knowledge is that type of thing. Brahmaji can be invoked. Vishnu is the great protector, the great sustainer, the one who can hold you and protect you. Shiva is when you need to, Shiva is the one, is the aspect of Bhagavan for mumukshus, because we want to bring an end to ignorance, to self-ignorance. Mm-hmm. You want to remove ajnanam. You want to remove ajnanam. You want to remove your ashuddhi, and antakara, the impurities in your mind. And Shiva is a good one to call upon, because the great destroyer of obstructions, like the chant that we're learning now, that's all meant to destroy, bring things to an end, bring your obstacles to an end. You know, bring the things that you're working on yourself that are continually bothering you and others to actually resolve those things. To you don't have the strength.
It
to
seems
get
like
rid of
Vishnu's
it.
Been as on front stage longer than Brahma and Shiva. I mean,
well, in a sense, yeah. And just think of what was I going to say? I just lost it. All the avatars are avatars of Vishnu.
Oh,
because
okay.
To protect the Dharma.
Yeah.
Protect the Dharmis, mm-hmm. And protect the Dharma.
And the order.
And protect the order.
You know? So. It's going on all the time. It's also timeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
true. Let's do this one.
Yeah.
Okay, Atindriyaha.
Atindriyaha.
Indriya, the indriyas are your sense organs. They're also an indriyas of both the sense organs and the organs of action. The jnana indriya. So indriya is like an organ. Jnana is knowledge. The organs of knowledge are the sense organs. Jnana indriyas. Karma indriyas. Karma indriya are the organs of action. So jnana indriyas, karma indriyas. So indriyas. India is used like an organ in that sense, organ of action. Or here they're talking about sense organs from the commentary. But just to know, jnanendriya, karmendriya. Mm-hmm. Right? So the jnanendriyas are the sense organs. Jnana means knowledge. So here we have, repeat with me, shabdadi,
shabdadi,
rahitatvat, indriyanam,
indriyanam,
avishyaha,
Abhishyaha,
iti, atindriyaha.
Atindriyaha.
One thing I forgot to say. Ati means beyond. The one who is beyond or above the sense perception. So here, what does that mean? And iti is an upasarga that's going on to indriya. So ati, indriya, atindriya. Okay? So shabdadi. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Those are the names of the five sense organs. So the first sense organ, the sense of hearing, is called shabda. The sense object is the shabda. Okay. The shabda, sparsha, is a sense object, touch. Mm-hmm. Rupa, form. Rasa, like taste. And gandha, smell. These are the five sense objects. Okay. So, because of being free of Rahita. Rahita in Vedanta, this word comes all the time. Rahita tvat, because of being free of. Free of what? Shabda adi. So because of being free of the five sense objects, right? So, and one other thing you most of you know this, but I'll just say, whenever there is a group of something, any kind of a group, you can take the first member of the group and then say adi. Begin, and that literally means beginning with shabda. Mm. So beginning with sound. So now if I say to you, oh, free of everything beginning with sound. So now that sound being the first member of a group, that shabdadi stands for the whole group. Mm-hmm. So being free of the sense organs. That's what that says. Shabdadi rahitatva. Because of being free of the sense organs. Mm-hmm. Indriyanam. Okay. of the indriyas, avishyaha, it is not a sense object. Vishya has many meanings. Okay, the meaning, one meaning here in reference to sense organs and sense objects, vishya means any object. Avishya is an object. So because of avishya, it's not an object of the sense organs. Indriyanam is genitive plural. Mm. So indriyanam avishya. Remember that a negates a noun, avishya, or can an, if it, the noun begins with a verb, like it can negate, if the noun begins with a vowel, it can negate by an. So anatma, anatma, anindriya, anindriya, right? Or avishya. You see what I mean? So here, avishyaha, because of not being an object, of the sense organs, genitive plural. Why is it not an object of, it is avishya, it says, it is not an object of the sense organs because of being without, free of, any sense object. It has no form to be seen, mm-hmm. It has no scent to be smelled, it has no taste to be tasted, mm-hmm. It has no sound to be heard.
What's the yet?
Brahman. Right. So the one who's free of any, the one who's free of the one who's beyond the reach of the sense organs. Ati means beyond. The one who's beyond the indriyas. Okay. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's not, can't be objectified. That avishya, it can't be objectified. It can't be an object of perception. It can't be an object for the indriyas because of not being without any of those qualities, being something that can be heard or tasted or doesn't have any form. You can't feel it. You know. Can everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next one. 170. Mahamayaha.
Mahamayaha.
Okay, maha from mahan means great. Mm-hmm. Maya means magician. Maya. Mm-hmm. So he makes it clear what maya works here. Repeat after me. Maya vinam.
Maya vinam.
Api.
Api.
Maya kari tvat.
Maya kari tvat.
Maha mayaha.
Maha mayaha.
So, maya vinam api. Even among, this is genitive plural, maya is a magic. Maya vin is the one who has magic. That vin affix. So the maya vin is the one who is a magician. So maya vinam is in the genitive plural. It means among. This is the genitive used in the sense of among. So api, even, so api means also or even though, okay? It also can mean and, but basically, most common, it means even or also. It can be and also. But here it means even among magicians, even among all the magicians, maya kari tvat, because of being the maya kari, the very wielder of maya itself, maya kari, the one who has maya itself, the one who creates the whole maya, because of being the maya kari, what Kadan means he is the one who does the Maya, the whole Maya, Maya Kadin, Kadi Twat, He is the Maya, Maha Maya. He is the greatest of great. He is the greatest magician. Because even among the magicians, he is the greatest. Why? Because he's the he is the Maya Kali itself, the one who wields the Maya, which is responsible for projecting the whole creation.
And isn't the Lord sometimes also called the Mayavi?
Yeah, especially if it's very common. But in the Dakshinamurtis de Stotra, he's referred to as the Mayavi because it's the one who wields Maya. So Maya is a name for magician, but also the word Maya in Vyavahara, just in empirical parlance, Maya means magic. Maya being is magician.
And that Maya is beginningless, which means?
Our Maya is beginningless. So when we bring in the consciousness, we're talking about Ishwara as the Nimitta Karana, the Maya V. When we're talking about the Sattva Rajas Tamas Maya, that's what we call Upadana Karana. The material cause is the Sattva Rajas Tamas Maya. The Nimitta Karana is the consciousness which that Maya enjoys because it's Mitya. When it comes into manifestation, it has for its being consciousness. That's why Ishwara.
Radha, I just love the way Swamiji's commentary is here. You know, I never all the concept of infinity is like it's very confusing to me, but I love the way he explains this here.
Where are you looking?
Take any big number that you can think of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that number plus one is infinite. That just blows your concepts.
Yeah, there's no end to it.
Yeah.
There's no numerical end, positively or negatively. That's why it's also true, infinity minus one is still same infinity. Because there's no numerical end.